What's good? What's good? I'm back. You're surely one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commissar's Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video titled Spotify's Coming for Your Royalties in 30 Days. And it is about Spotify's changes to their royalty payouts. I don't know if y'all heard that, but my dog is in another room and she act like somebody just attacked her. She's in there by herself. But before we get into that, though, we're going to give you a word from Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur.
That slap. It is that one. That hey, everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn. That lit. That slap. It is that one. That hey, everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like.
They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle, bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. And actually, I think there's four or five. And that'll take you to where you can order online. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, you can order on the homepage, there's a link that says order online that'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Don't forget Dizzle Brand merch as well. I got one of the t-shirts on. As you see, Dizzle Brand established 2001 and was bottled about 2.5-3 years ago officially. Get your Dizzle Brand merch at DizzleBrand.com on the merchandise store or go to Etsy.com, ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand, Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it.
Multimodal by the end of this year, and it's said that it's going to generate an extra $1 billion for working artists within the next 5 years. And that's amazing, right? Well, that depends. That depends if A, you fit into their version of what a working artist is and where that money is going to come from. So let's look at Spotify's imminent plan.
Yeah, and who dictates what really is a working artist? Because even if they can sit there and say they got requirements, you know, who dictates those requirements?
And how this could affect you. If you're new around here, my name is Damien Keys and I own DK MBA, DK Music Business Academy, which helps artists like you build a fan base around your music. Spotify plan on implementing changes to how and when artists get paid their royalties. They are looking to remove royalties for any artist that they see as undeserving in order to give those royalties to artists that they see as legitimate artists. Now, to do this, Spotify plan on implementing three major new policies, with the first one being a new minimum length for noise tracks. Right now, Spotify royalties kick in when a track has been listened to for over 30 seconds. The problem with this is it allows people to game the system. Take this as an example. Imagine if you made music for dogs with anxiety. I know it sounds crazy, but this is a huge genre. And when owners go out and they worry about their pets being indoors on their own with anxiety, so they put on a playlist to keep them company. Now, that playlist might be an hour or 2 hours worth of your finest dog anxiety music. Now, the problem for Spotify, as this has no lyrics, is instead of me uploading this as one 1-hour track, I am more likely to cut this down into 31 seconds, leaving me with 116 tracks. So instead of the royalty being a third of a cent for one track, I'm probably going to get 30 cents. Now, it doesn't sound a lot, but imagine that multiplied by all of the music and all of the royalties across Spotify. Now, to be fair, I understand this policy change. This is incentivized.
Let me stop real quick. He's only talking about it from the aspect of somebody creating 30-second clips. And that's it. But he hasn't really brought in the bot aspect of it, where most bots only play songs from anywhere, depending on who's botting. Mostly they only got it to like 30 to 60 seconds. And some of them might only do 30 to 40 seconds, because 30 seconds is typically what's counted as a stream.
organizing artists and musicians to create music and gamify the system in order to make as much money as possible. However, this second policy might be slightly more contentious for independent artists. Spotify plan on implementing a minimum annual stream threshold before generating royalties. Now, for anyone who's been on YouTube for a while, this happened in January 2018, where all of the royalties that were paid for anyone making content on YouTube were stopped and there was a gatekeeper. There was a barrier to entry, and that was, if you want to make money from YouTube content, then within 1 year, you have to have 1,000 subscribers and you have to hit the 4,000 hours of watch time. So what Spotify is saying is not everybody will get royalties for their music, and you have to hit a certain threshold before those royalties kick in. Now, here's the issue. No one knows exactly what that barrier to entry will be. I've heard it everything from 200 spins on a track right the way through to 1,000 spins on a track and possibly even more. Now, you can imagine how many tracks have been uploaded to Spotify that are getting streams but still haven't hit that magic 1,000 number. Music Business News estimate that this could take away $40 million worth of revenue and royalties from independent artists. There are 3 million tracks uploaded to Spotify every single month. That's a lot of micro royalties. But think about it. When someone is listening to a track, they can't listen to another track. So technically, this shouldn't make any difference to how the royalties are calculated, apart from the fact that the majors are getting a different type of deal to you, the independent artist. You would think that no matter how many tracks get uploaded to Spotify, it shouldn't really affect the numbers, because whoever's getting their track listened to should still get the 0.03 of a pence. But it doesn't quite work like that, because Spotify has different math, not only territorial, but also because of the way the major labels have done their deals. Now, this doesn't just impact independent artists. This massively impacts the aggregators like DistroKid, TuneCore, CD Baby, who are uploading your music to Spotify. Because whenever there's a withdrawal, there is a small withdrawal charge. And of course, taking away...
when there's a withdrawal, there's a small withdrawal charge. And not even just that. You got some distributors that are free distributors. And why are they free distributors? Because they take a percentage of your royalties to distribute the music for free. They don't charge you to distribute it. They take a percentage. And now they're really going to be hurting because the minimal payout thresholds. And I think it's going to be a lot higher than 200 streams or 1,000. I think they're liable to put it, you know, the minimal payout at around $200 to $1,000.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of monthly withdrawals will affect the admin fees that these huge companies are getting. Now, even if the royalty is only $3 or $4, it's the charges that will be taken away from these aggregators. And not only that, but there are plenty of artists who don't claim their royalties. And after a certain period of time, if those royalties get left unclaimed, then the distributor or the aggregator will potentially take those back and use those to build a company. Now, everything we are talking about here is tiny fractions.
So you hear what he's saying? He's saying that, all right, so like when I go to do payouts at like TuneCore, they charge $1 every single time. Every single time. So those, you figure if TuneCore has, say they got, you know, 50,000 artists signed up. Let's just throw a number out there. That's at least $50,000 worth of payouts based off of $1 fees gone, and not even counting every time you do a payout. So say they got 50,000 artists and some of them are getting multiple payouts. You know, let's say 10,000 are getting multiple payouts a month. So now they're losing about, you know, $60,000-$70,000 a month. Yeah, that just changes the game. And then he says, if y'all just sit there and let your royalties just collect up and don't do your payouts, that the distributor could just take them back.
The problem is when you're talking about $8 billion, tiny fractions of $8 billion is still a hell of a lot of money. Now, the third Spotify policy is fines for label that are promoting fraudulently, which I am all for. We are living in a time where labels are spending a lot of money on getting attention. The last thing that we need is for them to rig the game by cheating the system as well. And this isn't just labels, and it isn't major or independents. This should go for artists as well. Anybody who is deemed to be cheating the system just because they have their own ego and they can't be seen to have not enough numbers should be penalized. And Spotify is not only going to with.
Let me chime in there. I agree with him to a sense, but is it really arrogant for the unsigned? Is it like arrogance? Is it really an unsigned artist being arrogant that you're doing the same thing that all the major labels are doing, that a lot of major independent artists are doing? There's a video I'm going to react to where Travis Scott's former manager said he used bots on SoundCloud. Is it really arrogant when ever since MySpace ended, and probably even since the MySpace days, people been boosting plays and followers and likes and comments and views? Is it really arrogant when everybody's been doing it? And sometimes people just don't know no better, because this is the music business. This isn't like, you can't, there's no college course that you could go to on how to break records in the music business. The traditional way was radio and street team. Non-traditional way is the internet. And everything is always a test. It's always new. Every song is a test. Every new ad is a test. It's all new. You got new platforms always rising on those and market on those as well. Things are always changing and evolving on the internet. Algorithms change, rules change, terms of services change, things change like crazy on the internet. So you got to constantly evolve. It's like to sit there and say that an unsigned artist, you know, that might be getting placements on playlists or might be buying plays and not knowing that they're bots is like arrogant. You know, it's like just pure arrogance. It is BS when major labels are doing it, because they're able to camouflage all those bots within the organic plays. And I think it's partially why you go and you see these shows not getting as many ticket sales as they're getting, because the numbers don't add up. Like, our celebrities been buying followers since day one.
Withdraw those tracks, but it says there will be hefty fines as well. Now, not only does this help to level the playing field, but also it stops independent artists from doing stupid things. Only this week, I had an independent artist.
Hold up. First of all, it only levels the playing field if the major labels are going to get punished for it and their music's going to get removed and things of that nature. If they're just going to get fines, that doesn't really level the playing field, you know? And it doesn't level the playing field if Spotify is not willing to pick up unsigned artists and add them to bigger playlists on Spotify. But they're not. When they do add you to a playlist, if they do, and it's typically not a lot of rappers and hip-hop artists. It's typically other genres that get picked up through editorials. You might get added to a playlist that has 1 million or 2 million followers and only get 20,000 plays, and they remove you in a matter of days or a week. They never give you a 30-day run on none of these playlists. They're putting you on and taking you off just like that. So him talking about leveling the playing fields, it's not really leveling the playing fields if they're just going to give labels fines and they're not going to remove the music as well. That's not leveling the playing fields. Because if an unsigned artist gets caught with fraudulent streams, and even if they haven't even got fraudulent streams, I've seen reports where dudes are sending digital distribution reports where the distributor said, there was two fraudulent streams. They got like 30,000 streams on a song, and the distributor's talking about two fraudulent streams. Like, how the hell do you even know there was two fraudulent streams? That's crazy. Yeah. What, leveling the playing field? That's bogus the way he's talking about. It's not going to level the playing field.
Artist that I work with, quote me $22,500 for a 3-month campaign that when I looked into was complete and utter bollocks. It was completely fraudulent, and it was just done out of desperation and desperately trying to get numbers on Spotify. Why? What are we doing that for? We are doing it for our own ego. If we are trying to build numbers, we should be building fan base numbers, people who genuinely care. Now, Spotify is implementing the...
Once again, I got to chime in. I disagree, man. I disagree. This guy should know a hell of a lot better. For a guy that says he does music and marketing and promotions, he should understand that almost every artist trying to get in this business knows nothing about this business past making music. And they know other cats are bot plays and followers and things of that nature. They just don't know. Like, it's not really so much ego as they don't really want to go through the process of building a fan base. They want a overnight success. They want a shortcut, a quick route. They don't know no better. I constantly have to tell artists over and over again, focus on YouTube and TikTok first and foremost. YouTube, TikTok. But Paul, man, I want Spotify. Paul, I want Spotify. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to argue with them? You're going to cuss them out? You're going to put a gun to their head? No, this guy is totally wrong. It's not about ego. It's they don't know no better. They don't know. They don't know what companies to pay, or they don't know. This is the thing. Everybody wants to get paid off of their music. Everybody wants to get paid off of their music. And the quickest route to get paid off of your music nowadays is streaming. And so think about it. Back in the days, unless you were unsigned artist, unless you were selling CDs hand in hand or had consignment in local stores like Paradise Records or something, how are you making money off of your music? You wasn't getting paid to open shows if you didn't have fan base. If people wasn't buying albums and CDs, you definitely wasn't getting paid shows back then. Anybody can make money off of streaming nowadays. Anybody can make money off of streaming nowadays. It's so easy. It's not about ego. It's so easy. Everybody wants to get paid off of their music, even when they don't realize they're not at a point when their music has the value to really make money off of your music. Because streaming money is not the same as physical product money. That's why I don't like when people compare Drake to Michael Jackson's success. Michael Jackson did what he did in an era of physical product, and he was larger than life. Drake's doing it streaming, where you can technically go to YouTube and create a free Spotify account and listen to it for free. It's free. You don't have to get a premium account on none of these streaming platforms. You could just go stream it for free.
These three policies off the back of a profitable quarter. Yes, the first time in a billion years for Spotify, they've actually made some money. They made $68 million in the last quarter. And a big part of that is because they have raised the amount that the subscription costs in many parts of the world. The Spotify subscription was $9.99. It is now $10.99, which is $10.99 or £10.99. Also, I found out because of the way the world works with how much money it costs for Spotify, the cheapest territory in the entire world for Spotify is Pakistan, where you will pay around about $1 for your monthly subscription. Most expensive is Denmark, which makes sense because Daniel X from Sweden, so he probably hates the neighbors. UK comes in second from last at around about $15, with Denmark being about $16 for Spotify. Now, the message that came out of Spotify headquarters is, we pushed the price up, no one seemed to mind, so we might do it again. So be prepared for your Spotify subscription to go up a little bit more. But does that mean you will get extra money? No, probably not, especially with these new policies. It sounds like the rich are going to get richer. The major labels will definitely get a bigger slice of pie. Probably some of the bigger independent labels will also get a slice of the pie. But you, the independent artist, well, it sounds like you have to work even harder for the small amounts of money that you're going to get. Now, whilst I say that, I can see what Spotify is trying to do here. It is trying to promote quality over quantity. We've got 100,000 tracks going onto Spotify.
Yeah, but are they really going to promote quality over quantity? Because if they're just going off of the working artist, as they call it, what determines is a working artist? I mean, is all these rap artists in the mainstream that don't really put out quality music, are they going to get pieces of the pie? Because if they are, then that's not really choosing quality over quantity. I don't think I agree with that narrative. And yes, we know artificial intelligence botting has went through the roof, but see, this is the thing. This is what's going to happen. Spotify might say, hey, okay, instead of 30 seconds, we're going to require a minute for a stream. Well, guess what? People are botting with they'll just adjust. That's all they'll do. They will just adjust. Like, this isn't going to do what they think it's going to do. It's not going to stop botting, and it's not going to stop mainstream artists and labels from botting. Why? Because they're greedy. They're greedy.
All of this music, or shall we try and get the best of the best? If you are just putting music out for the thing, should you get royalties? And I guess that's a question that I would ask you. Should you get royalties, or should you have to hit some kind of barrier if your music is good enough for you to be able to hit that royalty rate? So while Spotify is trying to promote quality over quantity and also stop people from gaming the system, not only from putting up 31 seconds of tracks because it's not art just for the money, but also to stop these botted playlists with the emergence of AI. This is happening more and more. The problem I and probably you have with this is, in trying to do the right thing, there are independent artists who are going to get caught up in the crossfire. They are going to get the kick in the nuts while Spotify is technically trying to do the right thing. Now, when I normally make a video like this, I will get comments down below saying 0% of nothing is still nothing, and that isn't going to change my 1 cent or 5 cents. But I think this goes past just the financial value. To me, when an artist gets a royalty check, no matter how small, this is one step up the ladder. This makes you feel like you've achieved something. This makes you feel that there are people listening to your music and paying attention, and that gives you the impetus to go back in the studio, to write more songs, to go out and do those gigs, to do that promotion. So to me, this isn't about making the extra $3, $4, $5. This is a matter of pride. It's a matter of doing something that makes you want to carry on. And that to me is very, very important for independent artists. Without progression comes anxiety and a feeling of failure. And I don't want that for up and coming artists. After all, you might release 3, 4, 5 singles, 4 albums, 20 albums. And all of a sudden, you might have practiced enough to really figure out this game. And I want to make sure that even if you're producing stuff which isn't good now, that doesn't necessarily mean you should stop, because there could be something amazing in you for the future. So what are your thoughts? Do you think Spotify should be getting rid of more of the hobbyists, going for quality instead of quantity, and prioritizing prioritizing the working artists. I'm not sure where the working artists kicked in, but I guess 1,000 streams on a song sounds like what they're talking about. Or do you think that $40 million per year is actually a drop in the ocean compared to the 8, 9, or 10 billion that they make? And it's a small price to pay to keep artists on the path of progression and feeling like they are achieving so that they carry on making music into the future. Let me know in the comments below. I have a feeling this one's going to get a little bit juicy. Thanks for sticking with me when I'm off.
Yeah, it is. I agree with some of what he says. I don't like his whole theme of like saying it's ego, why unsigned artists are botting and things of that nature. You know, they just don't, a lot of them just don't know any better. They don't understand the proper procedures and processes, you know. Everybody comes from the typical times of street team and radio, non-traditional. It's like there's no one non-traditional way to do things. You know, you could, that's why I always say YouTube and TikTok, because you could blow on TikTok before you blow up on YouTube, or YouTube before TikTok. And you still got to focus on other things like Instagram and Facebook and, you know, whatever other social media, whether it be Twitter, anywhere that you're posting content and creating content. That's another thing too. You got to create a lot of content in between the music nowadays too. And I don't like the way they use the term working artists. I mean, like, what does Spotify declare as a working artist? Anybody that could be spending money in the studio and doing music videos and spending money advertising is a working artist as far as I'm concerned. You know, and I don't know that they're going to go over quality over quantity, like he says. I don't know that's true, because they already choose an artist on playlists based on how many listeners they got per month and how many followers. They're not always just going over based off of the quality of the song, you know, and there's just so many songs being released. I would argue they're not even listening to all the submissions. And if they're not listening to all the submissions, then they don't really care about quality, because there's too much quantity. And yeah, I could see them raising the price up as they get more and more quantity, because their catalog just keeps, you know, almost 100,000 songs per day. It's a lot of songs per month being added to the catalog. Like you said, you got people gaming the system with the 30-second clips, so they get a whole song play, you know, on their clips. Then you got people that are botting, but everybody, like, if all the majors are botting, then you know every damn near everybody else beneath that is botting. What is it? 80% of the music being released is rap and hip hop, and 84% of that, 84% of bot plays come from rap and hip hop. So it's really just one genre that's gaming the system. That's what people fail to realize here. And they fail to state and address. It's not so much pop artists and rock artists and country artists and all these other genres. They're trying to do things organically, grassroots. It's rappers, man, that really 84, because that means 16% of the rest of the botting is made up of all the other genres. You know how many other genres are? You're talking about literally 1%, you know, less than 1% of the botting come from all the other genres outside of rap and hip hop. Each genre, you know, country music, 1% probably are botting. Rock, 1% botting. Pop, 1% botting. Reggae, 1% botting. You know, Afrobeats, 1% botting. You know, it probably less than that. When 84% of the bots are made up by rap and hip hop, that's the only genre game in the system. The rap and hip hop labels, only ones game in the system, or labels that actually have those artists signed. Those are the only ones game in the system. So you cut that out, then it's more of a fair game. But like he was talking about fair game, man, like finding major labels for using bots isn't really leveling the playing field and making it a fair game, unless you're removing their music as well. and making him have to do what unsigned artists have to do and go re-upload it with another distributor and use the same IRC codes, but they still don't get their payouts once they're, whatever payouts they were about to get before the music got removed, gone. Where's that go? Straight to the distributor, or Spotify just keeps it. And that's what they're talking about. People just keeping your royalties. And that's the thing. They could tell you it's bots and fake streams without telling you where it came from. They could just point the finger, oh, fake streams, remove your music, and it could still be organic. Because that's the thing. Spotify doesn't allow unsigned artists to get more than 3,000 plays per song before red flags start to draw up. And then they start to see, oh, we think this might be fraudulent streams. If you just get more than 3,000 streams per day on any songs, red flags come up. And they're going to be thinking botting. That's why a lot of these bot guys, like they'll say in some of these videos that I'm going to be reacting to, they spread it across the board to multiple songs. You know, but I agree with some of what this guy said. And Spotify is definitely coming for your royalties. Distributors are definitely going to be scrambling. They're going to be panicking. They're going to be like chickens with their heads cut off, because they're going to be losing a lot of money. A lot of money. And that's the thing. What about distributors? Do distributors need to be held accountable? I mean, like, I hear him talking about holding everybody accountable in here. Major labels, independent artists, unsigned artists. What about distributors? They're making money hands over fist off of bot plays. You know they are, and they know they are too. What about distributors? Do we need to punish distributors too? Because they are making money hands over fist from bot plays as well as organic plays. So that's just my opinion, man. You know, once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Baker Podcast, and I'm out.